But without further ado, because this is Casey Millen's segment, this is his redemption segment. Casey?
Yes, I am here. I don't know
why. Take it away?
I am. I don't know why everything that I do now involves redemption, because I don't know what I did in the first place that was so bad, but I'm willing to roll with you on that. When you messaged me about this yesterday, you said that you wanted something that was both relevant and clean. I'm really not good at doing either one, but I do figure that you probably have a little trouble around the holidays conforming to certain social graces that maybe you don't have to deal with the rest of the year.
Are you talking about to me personally?
Yes,
or
you
the...
personally.
Me
well, that's,
personally.
That's probably not holiday specific.
No, but I figure it happens a little more often during the holidays. So I've compiled, and it took me like at least 9.5 hours to do this, the official top 10 T-Box holiday faux pas, what not to do this holiday season. Even though it did take me 9.5 hours to compile this, I'm not real sure about the way these things are ranked. But we'll start with number 10. Are you guys ready?
Dave, do you have, like, music so we can, you know, when he goes number 10, we can do kind of like a David Letterman thing?
A drum roll, maybe.
Yeah. Or no, like a bing.
There we go. He has...
Okay, number 10.
Number 10. Premature gift unwrapping. If someone specifically tells you to wait, you gotta wait. I mean, I guess that's more of an issue with the kids, but I used to have an old lady that was snooping around trying to see what I got. An issue for you guys? Well played.
Premature. Well, yeah, I was going to go there, but I'll back up.
Number 9, I think, is one that really, really affects us all, and it certainly has me in the past, getting hammered at the office party. Does that go down?
No, that might be relevant for Cumulus this year, because isn't the holiday party up at Victory Park?
I think it is. I don't see it as big of a problem with Cumulus, just because it seems to be a little crazier atmosphere. I'm not sure that I could be the drunkest guy at that office party if I wanted.
Who usually is?
I don't know. You think I'm ever invited?
Somebody in sales.
Somebody in sales?
Yeah.
Dave, have you been to the Cumulus Christmas party?
No. No. Nobody in programming really goes, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I did, however, get really hammered when I was working in the Dallas Stars front office and made out with a coworker there, which became common knowledge around the office. That wasn't good.
Did your wife know?
Madonna?
No, I didn't tell her.
Okay.
So that's something you shouldn't do. I guess if you're going to do that, you want to find the most hammered guy around and kind of pal around with him, right? So by comparison, you look a little
make
better.
Make out with the most hammered guy? Really?
I really meant in terms of getting trash, not making out with him. But if you're going to make out with a dude, you want a handsome dude. And you'd want to be a little hammered, right? Maybe you get lucky. Number 8, receiving a gift you didn't plan for. Ever have somebody come up and give you a gift and you've got nothing but stink palm for them? It's happened to me. I'm sure somebody's given you a dreidel at some point and you were looking for an avid golfer gift card.
So I have a solution to that. Okay. I always keep about 10 gift cards in my car.
That is the way to go.
If anybody ever does something like that, I've always got a gift card to be able to give to them.
I have a smart-ass line I like to deliver in this instance, and I just say that I donated a hefty sum of money to their favorite charity in their name.
How's that work out for you?
It hasn't worked out well. That, or just say that I ordered it, but it hasn't arrived on time. I did all my shopping online, and it's not come in yet.
Okay.
Number seven. Being obnoxiously excited during the holidays. Think of Matt McLaren on any given day. Is kind of the idea here. The people that are always wearing their big Christmas sweaters and are in the mood and making you listen to Christmas music. You don't want to do that.
Is Matt McLaren like that?
He's like that about everything. That guy, because he's so weird.
Well, that's because
he thinks differently than everybody else because he's so unique and you just can't understand. And it. No,
well, he's
also
the only guy at the ticket that's got a wife half his age, too, right?
I think he's also the only guy at the ticket who got his job because he was cheating on his wife while committing statutory rape. Number 6, knocking over people while shopping. Think Black Friday. Now, I could see Craig rushing in to get his new flat screen.
Wait a minute, you
got
to back up a minute because I wasn't even paying attention. I was thinking about dumping you there.
You never punched a Salvation Army guy in the throat for ringing that bell too much when you hung over?
No, just put the money in the bucket.
It doesn't have anything to do with me having to hear that damn bell for three blocks
away. Okay, so today, when I was planning the show without Rick, I said I have two options. I can talk about the pros and cons of eating Thanksgiving dinner at home versus going out to eat, which we do every year. Do you eat at home?
We ate at home this year. Okay. The last few, we actually went out and enjoyed it.
Pros and cons of eating out or eating, or let Casey Millen have the segment.
I was good today. That was the problem.
Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, you know, you're not letting me play to my strength here.
Well, Casey, I was touting you earlier in the show, but now I wish I'd have gone to Cracker Barrel.
I wish I was at Cracker Barrel, too. I'm not going to lie.
That was the Casey Millen segment. Email me or tweet me at AvidGolfer98 whether he should stay or go for next year. I'm rooting for you, Casey. Because you can only get better, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I think I was great before, but then I have to be good now, so I'm muzzled.
Okay, it is 9:25.